Okay, Audio Booland, we are at the day after the wedding party, and I got to come over here and talk to Nora. So, Nora, what was your job yesterday at the wedding? Did you have a job? What were you? Were you the bride? No, you weren't the bride. What did you do at the wedding?
Singing the flowers.
You had the flowers, and were they in a basket?
Yes.
And then what did you do with the flowers that were in the basket?
I threw them like this.
You threw them? Like on the ground of the church as you walked down the aisle? Wow. And everybody thought you were beautiful, huh? How did you feel? Did you think you were beautiful?
Yeah.
I bet you were. And you're how old? Like 92?
Three years old.
Three fingers? Let me see your fingers. One, two, three? Wow. That is so cool. Nora did a fantastic job at the wedding. We are at Dan's brother John's house. Hello. And his wife, Lisa, they are having an after-wedding party. So we are sitting here, and I just had to go over and talk to Nora because she was the flower girl, and she walked down the aisle, and she just threw those flowers on the ground. She did a great job. And so we've got pretty much the whole family here. I think everyone's finally here. We had hot dogs and hamburgers and potato salad and coleslaw and all kinds of wonderful things. And so I've already eaten. Some people just arrived and they are eating. We have the new newborn babies. We have two new great nieces, Paige and Layla. Brand new babies. And there's Jennifer coming back. Helen's sitting across the table from me. Helen and Margaret are talking about how beautiful everybody looks.
Did you get one for Mom, Mary?
So anyway, this is... Everybody's figuring out the pictures and who has what pictures and who's going to give whose pictures to whom.
Yeah, I used it with my friend.
And the nice thing about this party is we had Dan's youngest brother, Mike, and his wife, Terry, come all the way from Kansas. So it was great seeing them because we haven't seen them for years. And they have their own miracle story that they were sharing with us. Basically, a few years ago, Terry was hit by a car and seriously injured and had to recover from a brain injury. So she was sharing some of her experiences with us, which was wonderful. And we've had other people sharing about their kids that are serving in the Dominican Republic. And we have one young person who was in China for a month studying alternative medicine. So we've had really interesting stories being shared as we've sat here catching up. It's been very nice. Well, that's pretty much what's going on here. And of course we're eating, you know, because it's been, a couple hours since we've eaten, and we can't have that in the Eat family. So, trying to think if I hear any news that we should focus in on here. I guess that's pretty much all. So let me see if I can end this thing or if I'll just have to let it run its course. It's not quite as noisy as it was in other places, but let's see what we can do. Well, I can't hear what voiceover is saying, so I guess we'll just let this run its course. Sitting in the dining room at Lisa's house. It was raining a little bit outside earlier, but it's not now. They had Boca burgers for people who don't eat meat.